The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join this fine production. Give us a call, toll free, talk or text at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, follow up to yesterday. Gableman gave testimony, right?
Is that sworn testimony? I wasn't clear.
I'm not clear either.
So, yeah, he talked a lot. He sure did.
Did you see a Dane County judge ruled today? Was waiting on the testimony, apparently. No?
Yeah, no, I did see that, and I'm kind of beside myself. I mean, these are Republicans who claim that, you know, all this stuff going on in election, and they can't even provide the information as ordered to them by a judge. I saw Molly Beck writing in the Journal Sentinel. Here's a judge apparently sided with, who is the group? American Oversight, ruling that Voss and Gableman had, quote, arbitrarily and capriciously denied or delayed access to records. He wrote that Voss and Gableman should pay the legal fees for American Oversight, a ruling that could result in taxpayers picking up those costs.
Well, they were also being fined. The judge did level fines against Voss and Gableman. $1,000 a man, but, you know, it's got to start somewhere.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this is in what? In their efforts to investigate? I mean, don't they want open and transparent government?
Here is what the Judge Remington said. In sum, the Office of Special Counsel's decision at the time of its denial of access was to send a 3-sentence, misspelled, summary rejection email, Remington wrote. This is the sort of unconsidered and irrational conduct deserving of punitive damages. That's what the judge said about Gableman. He's your star witness. That's the guy yesterday calling for what? The rescission of Wisconsin electoral votes with no evidence offered. He is a lawyer, right?
Not only no evidence offered, but required by the court to provide evidence for transparency's sake in a lawsuit and fails to do so at what? The cost to taxpayers. What an this is such a hack job. It is so embarrassing. And now the Republicans, they gaveled out, man. They're done. They're done for the year. That's it. No legalized marijuana.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. We're going to call it. We'll see you in 2023.
Well, they got to go run for re-election, of course. Here is what American Oversight Senior Advisor Melanie Sloan said in a statement. Speaker Voss and Michael Gableman have done everything in their power to avoid running a transparent investigation. Their claims of seriousness and nonpartisanship have been belied by their actions from the outset. The court's ruling is clear. Wisconsin law gives the public the right to see these records. We look forward to the OSC's prompt compliance, Office of Special Counsel. That means Gableman. Give us the records, Gableman. Make them public.
They're all concerned about the law, right? All these, you know, these voter drop boxes that were put out there. Oh, it's against the law. They're all very concerned about the law, but yet they fail to follow a judge's direction to supply information as afforded to us by the very same law. Come on.
You know what the follow-up story to this story, Remington's order of Voss and Gableman? The appeal. Right? They'll go running to the Wisconsin Supreme Court seeking permission to shield their public records from the public. But the investigation, he gave his interim report. What's he going to say? Well, yeah, but that was the interim report. I'm keeping this thing going. You know, got to keep it rolling. You know what it's like at 420, man. Got to keep it rolling.
Terrible. I mean, if they had any shame, which they don't, and they don't give a damn about being hypocritical. I mean, you can't even call them hypocrites anymore. They don't care about that. They don't care about being called fascist. Nothing, no name calling at this point with these Republicans. It doesn't matter. They don't care. It's about them hanging on to their power as long as they possibly can. And too bad if they're not going to follow law to do it. Too bad if there's no law which will give them the ability to, you know, rescind our electors. Too bad if you got to wipe your ass with the Constitution. Let's just go full on fascism. And that's what they're all about.
So there's that update today from the great state of Wisconsin. Love to hear from you, our fair audience. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. Say hi to Dominic.
Dick, you're on the air, man.
Dick, you're so fired. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing,
thanks.
Mark?
Thanks.
So it's not the phone's problem.
That's all on Dick.
That's all on Dick.
We should cut Dick a little slack. He's a good man. But it is just ridiculous here that these guys that maybe we should have a little pity for them because both those guys got to face a joke every time they step up to take a leak. That it is just disgusting that Gableman and Voss. I mean that here they're passing Trump the information that Gableman is pulling out of his butt and sending it down to him, and Trump is is just eating this stuff up, and they're betraying their oath to our state. I mean, Gableman should really be ashamed of himself. He should be disbarred, for.
It's not going to work here anyways. Mark, appreciate your call. Real quick, I want to get a statement from now Congressman Scott Fitzgerald. Little insurrectionist in his own regard, to my opinion.
Oh, certainly.
Tonight, President Biden showed the American people just how out of touch he is with the current state of our union. He failed to take responsibility for many of the crises facing our country under its leadership, including high gas prices, unenforced borders, empty grocery shelves, and global instability. It's all his fault. Yeah. I'm gonna bring you to the conclusion of Senator Voss, former Senator Voss, now Congressman Voss's little statement here. Talk
Fitzy,
is cheap.
You mean? Are you talking about Fitzy?
Fitzy, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Talk is cheap, and it's clear President Biden owes the American people meaningful action to put our country back on track. Scott Fitzgerald.
Is cheap.
Wonder when his subpoena's coming. Come back. More devils. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
Shame, shame. No,
you're not. This is like a bowl of doggy do. Put a cherry on top and call it a chocolate sundae.
I have never been more excited about anything that I've gotten the chance to work on.
Shame. Shame.